Instructions for a Heat Wave by Maggie O'Farrell. The heat. The heat. It wakes Greta just after dawn, propelling her from the bed and down the stairs. It inhabits the house like a guest who has outstayed his welcome. It lies along corridors. It circles around curtains. It lolls heavily on sofas and chairs. The air in the kitchen is like a solid entity filling the space, pushing Greta down into the floor against the side of the table. Only she would choose to bake bread in such weather. She has made soda bread 3 times a week for her entire married life. She is not about to let a little thing like a heat wave get in the way of that. Of course, living in London, it is impossible to get buttermilk. She has to make do with a mixture of half milk and half yogurt. A woman at Mass told her it worked, and it does, up to a point, but it is never quite the same. At a clacking sound on the lino behind her, she says, "Is that you? The bread's ready." "It's going to be," he begins, then stops. Greta waits for a moment before turning round. Robert is standing between the sink and the table, his large hands upturned as if he's holding a tea tray. He is staring at something. The tarnished chrome of the tap, perhaps. The runnels of the draining board. That rusting enamel pan. Everything around them is so familiar. It's impossible sometimes to tell what your eye has been trained upon, the way a person can no longer hear the individual notes of a known piece of music. "It's going to be a what?" she demands. He doesn't reply. She moves towards him and places a palm on his shoulder. "You're all right." She has, of late, been finding herself reminded of his age, the sudden stoop of his back, the look of mild confusion on his face. "What?" He swings his head around to look at her, as if startled by her touch. "Yes," he nods. "Of course, I was just saying it's going to be another hot one today." He shuffles sideways, just as she'd known he would, towards the thermometer which clings by a spit-moistened sucker to the outside of the window. It is the 3rd month of the drought. For 10 days now, the heat has passed 90 degrees Fahrenheit. There has been no rain. Not for days, not for weeks, not for months. No clouds pass slow and stately as ships over the roofs of these houses.